some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Welcome to Beer Sessions Radio on the Heritage Radio Network. My name's Jimmy Carboni from Jimmy's Number 43, and my co-host is Ray Dieter from the DBA Bars. How are you, Ray?
I'm good, Jimmy. You know, I'm looking forward to Philly Beer Week.
Well, it's May 24th, 2011, and Philly Beer Week is right around the corner, June 3rd to 12th. And we've got some pretty cool guests on the phone today. We've got Don Russell, the executive director of Philly Beer Week, and he's also known when he's a beer writer as Joe Sixpack.
Oh, Joe Sixpack.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hagen Blunt's here from itasteyourbeer.com. How are you, Hagen?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Jimmy?
All right. We're waiting for Don to call in. And Don, are you on the air?
I am here and listening in.
All right. So this is Don Russell. Why don't you tell us your official position and tell us a little bit about the Philly Craft Beer Week.
My official position is sitting at a bar drinking a beer right now. I think that would qualify for this radio show, wouldn't it?
I respect that.
I'm the director of Philly Beer Week, which is
what does that mean?
10-day celebration of America's best beer drinking city coming up on June 3rd to the 12th.
And that, is that a job or is that a hobby?
It started as a labor of love, and now it's a job.
Hey, Don, do you get paid for that?
I do actually get paid for it. It took a while to, I was one of the founders of Beer Week, and it was all volunteer at the very beginning. I'm the only staff person, the only paid staff person on Beer Week.
So you're the only employee and the only boss?
Yes, I'm the boss of me.
All right, Don. So you're Joe Sixpack as well. I mean, how long have you been in the beer world? You know, what was one of the first jobs you had in beer?
Well, I've been in the beer world since I've been drinking, I guess, somehow. So that was back in, I guess, when I turned 18 years old. But I've been a newspaper man. I've been a journalist and a reporter for about 35 years now. And the column itself, Joe Sixpack, which appears in the Daily News, in the Philadelphia Daily News, has been around for almost 15 years now. I had written about beer before that with various publications and off and on, but the column itself has been alive for 15 years.
So you started writing before you were 21, obviously.
Well, I started drinking before I was 21, but I've been drinking, or rather writing, since I was out of college in the 70s.
So for our listeners who haven't been to Philly Craft Beer Week, what are some of the highlights that we should know about?
Well, it's 10 days of beer events. We have hundreds of events. It's the largest beer week in the country. It's the original beer week, actually, and the largest. And it is anchored by several large festivals, including Opening Tap, which is the event where we focus on local breweries at Independence Visitor Center, right on Independence Mall in Philly. And that is highlighted by the mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter, coming out and using our vaunted, our mythical hammer of glory to tap the first keg of beer. And it's a great amount of fun.
Don, what's the hammer of glory? We need to know what that is.
The hammer of glory is a creation of one of our local iron-making artisans who it's basically the size of a sledgehammer. And your listeners probably are aware of how one breaches a keg with a handheld mallet, but we went way overboard with this.
It's just like a Thor
hammer
thing.
It has our logo.
Ray,
on
wait,
it.
Did you guys co-brand with Thor this year?
Ray, have you been? Don, hold on a second. Don, slow down. I'm getting this is too weird for me.
Can you not hear us?
Okay, Ray. Yeah. Have you been to Philly Craft Beer Week?
I have been to Philly
Craft Beer. What are some of your favorite events from last year?
I mean, it's crazy how Philadelphia just becomes completely beer-centric. and the museums, and the mayor comes out, and it's amazing. And you know, Tom Peters, a good friend of mine over at Monk's Cafe, has great stuff. And I guess the guy that's coming on later on, Mr. Decker, has, you know, it's just an incredible
turnout. So, Ray, you know all the guys. You know Kurt Decker from Nottinghead,
yep.
And Tom Kehoe from the Yards.
Yeah, I've been alive for a long time, Jimmy.
we've had the pleasure of tipping a few down here. In fact, I see Ray down in Philly more than I see him up in New York.
That's because you never come to New York, Joe.
That's true. Okay, you caught me.
And what about Hagen? You should meet Hagen because he does this great blog, itasteyourbeer.com. Are you going to be down in Philly Craft Beer Week?
You know, I haven't decided yet. It is the right time of year to be down there. Last time I was in Philly was quite a while ago. I was almost underage last time I was in Philly. I'm really excited. What's that big, huge beer store in Philadelphia or near Philadelphia? What's that one that's like the best beer store in the country?
Don?
There's a few. You're probably talking about Changi's, which
Changi's.
Is this
there you go.
Massive yeah. beer distributor just north of us.
Yeah.
That's part of Beer Week. I don't know what they're up to. At one point they had over 2,000 brands. It may be more than that now.
Yeah. So if I'm going down there, I definitely, you know, I don't work for them or get paid by them, but I definitely want to look forward to that.
That's a great beer destination.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is an amazing collection of beer that they have there. I mean, and Philly is definitely a great beer destination all around, and not just during Philly Beer Week, but all year long. It's amazing how you guys have all these great bars.
I think maybe one of the reasons why is because if you want a beer in Pennsylvania, you have to buy a whole case.
You know? Is that still, Don, is that still the case?
I don't think it is anymore.
I heard they changed that.
Yeah, I did.
You can buy by the six-pack, but the most common way to take beer home is by the case. You have to have a special license to be able to sell it by the six-pack.
Yeah. You have to really be dedicated to your beer.
Is that actually different? One of the reasons why people go out to drink beer, because, I mean, who can afford some of these cases of beer? But, you know, one great beer is not going to set you back very much.
Don, it kind of sounds like you're treating a case of beer like a date. It's like, take some beer home.
You may be stuck with it for a while, too.
All right. Well, for our other listeners, what are some of the really great beer bars in Philly?
Well, this year we have over 200 participating venues that are part of Beer Week. And so, I mean, we've already mentioned a few of them. Monk's, obviously. Two of the places I always send people in town are the Standard Tap, which is in the Northern Liberties section, which is widely regarded as sort of the first of the big gastropubs in America, and it's an absolutely outstanding place serving all local beers and really terrific menu. And the other place, which really is a great gem, and it's right in the middle of the city, is McGillin's, which is our oldest bar. It dates to 1860, and it's a great old place, sort of got a beer hall, old-fashioned beer hall feel to it.
Oh, wow, I've never been there.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either.
No.
Yeah, McGillin's Old Ale House.
McGillin's.
It's tucked away on a back street, and they mainly serve local beer, too.
Are you going down to Philly next week?
Hell yeah, yes, I am.
When are you going down? What day?
I don't know what day it is. I've got to figure it out.
But do you have any special events planned?
No, I don't, actually.
What did you do last year? Weren't you involved in a sour beer event or something?
I went down for the Lambic tasting. Dan Sheldon was down there, and Frank Bone, and the guys from Cantillon. We were there, and we had some great beer. You were there, Don.
Actually, I did not make that event. I was doing something else that evening. I think I was judging an event, and I regret it because I hear that was an outstanding
Yeah, you really screwed up.
They gave.
How do you pronounce goose, gweeze? I've been looking
goose,
at that
Goose, you
word.
Said it right. Goose.
Goose? Okay, good.
I say goose, but, you know, I'm just a Philly guy.
No, it was great. It was Frank Bone was there, the guy, Jean-Paul from Cantillon, and also from Drew Fontenon, Armand was there. It was like the best Lambic people in the world.
It sounds like an amazing event. I went down last year, too, and we did in 6 hours. We took one of the Chinatown buses from New York, left at 10 a.m. We got there, went to six different bars. We went to Devil's Den. We went to Benelux.
Don't know it.
I've been there.
Benelux was pretty cool. Yeah. And those are the only two I can remember. I went to Monk's.
When I went down, I took my private jet.
Going back to the sour thing, I need some good sour recommendations from you guys off air.
Okay, we'll talk about that after.
We'll do that. But Don, we only got a few more minutes with you, and you just got to. I know you're repping the whole event. You got too many events and many bars, but give us like two. We've got some listeners that are going to go to Philly. Pick two events that they should check out that are interesting, and you know.
Well, I'll give you two right off the right towards the beginning of the week. One is Forum of the Gods, which is a really great roundtable event involving five brewers are going to be talking. Well, I'll be interviewing them along with Tony Forder from L Street News, and it's this year. It features Sam Calagione from Dogfish Head, Larry Sider from Deschutes, Brian Grossman from Sierra Nevada, Carol Stout from Stouts, and Vinny Tularzo from Russian River. And, of course, they're all going to be bringing their beer. So it's sort of a beer it's a wonky kind of event, but there's great beer there, and it'll be a lot of fun. And that's on Monday, or rather Tuesday afternoon at Philly Bar and Restaurant. And the other one, which I'm a huge fan of homebrewing, and we've got a number of really good homebrewing events during the week, including one on Monday night at Jose Pistola's. Again, Sam Calagione's going to be there, and that involves extreme homebrewing. So it'll be a good opportunity to try a lot of interesting sort of envelope-pushing beers.
You know, we got to get Sam to, like, he's such a shy guy. We got to get him to come out of his shell.
He gets a lot of pressure. You know, people get mad at him when he doesn't show up at their events, or at their bars. So I guess he gets pulled in a lot of directions. But you're right. The guy's like, you know, can't help himself, I guess.
Okay, so the two events that you're suggesting is this roundtable at where? What's the place called?
That's at Philadelphia Bar and Restaurant. That's in the Old City section. It's a relatively new bar in town. It's a nice big place, and we're really looking forward to that. That's actually a bit of a fundraiser for Philly Beer Week itself. Nice. Our organization is a nonprofit.
So a fundraiser for Philly Beer Week basically is that's how you make your money. That's what you're getting paid.
Well, it's sort of, you know, you think of Philly Beer Week sort of like a chamber of commerce type of thing. It's a right. IRS nonprofit, and it's basically designed solely to promote Philadelphia's beer industry.
So we make our checks out to
All right, online. Don. We have an easy PayPal link now.
I bet you do.
And Don, you know, I wish I was drinking some Philly beers right now, but we're not. We're drinking Greenport from North Fork of Long Island, but pick two of your favorite Philadelphia area beers. Just off the top of your head, you want to find
it. I will, because actually I've got one of them in front of me right now, and that's Victory St. Victorious. It's a Bock beer, real traditional Bock beer. I love it. It's nice and malty and full of, you know, dark and full of flavor, sort of fruit flavors in it. It's an outstanding beer.
Bill's making great beer.
And unfortunately it's just a seasonal, so you really do have to grab it when it comes through. And the other is a year-round beer, which I think is in many ways sort of the first beer that really sort of led the whole craft brew renaissance in Philly, and that's Yards ESA. And I had to say, you have to drink that beer on cask. It's not as good in a bottle. To my taste, it's a really nice full-flavored ESB, and just a luscious beer.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Don, for calling in. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with our in-studio guest, Hagen Blunt from MyTasteYourBeer.com, and we have a special guest who's going to be cycling around the world on Beer Sessions Radio.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. If Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued.
Welcome back to Beer Sessions Radio on the Heritage Radio Network. Let's give a shout out to our sponsor, GreatBrewers.com. Anything from our mobile app, Beer Cloud, to the Great Brewers 20 or 100 tests, you can learn more about beer on GreatBrewers.com. We're also supported by the people at the Good Beer Seal, an association of New York City beer bars. Check out GoodBeerSeal.com. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at beersessions@gmail.com or call in live at 718-497-2128. Right now we've got a special guest, another radio call-in. Is it a phone or a radio what? A call-in guest from Philly, Tom Kehoe from the Yards, talking about Philly Craft Beer Week. Tom, how are you? Are you online?
How you guys doing?
All right, buddy.
Hey, Tom.
Good to talk to you.
Same. This is great. The studio was a lot of fun last time. I'm glad I could participate by phone this time.
Well, the Yards is a pretty cool place, and you're kind of one of the leaders of the Philly craft beer scene. Are you excited about Philly Beer Week?
Absolutely. It's all the buzz right now, and it's a lot of work already.
A lot of work.
Yeah, you guys have your cake and eat it too. I will say this: Philly Craft Beer Week really is. It seems like the coolest craft beer week. It's inspired so many others. I mean, we've got New York now, Chicago starting up. You got National Craft Beer Week, but you guys just do it, and everybody has a great time. What was it like? I mean, how many years have you been doing it now? Is this the fourth year?
This is going to be the third year.
Well, it seems like you've been doing it forever.
No, is it fourth year?
Hey, Tom, didn't it kind of grow out of the, what was it called, the cook and the book?
The book and the cook, yeah.
Book and the cook.
It actually grew when Michael Jackson would come into town and do this great event at the museum. And then he would, do a couple events around there. And everybody would, be showing up to town because they wanted to participate in this this event with Michael Jackson and get their beer recognized. And it just turned into a, when he was gone, we wanted to keep this thing going.
Right. So, yeah, obviously we've lost Michael, and that's a great loss, and we all regret that. But I remember going down there for his birthday at the museum.
Yeah.
And all these great people were there, and they all had, it was kind of a roasting of Michael Jackson, and it was so much fun. And one of the amazing things about Philly Beer Week and about Philadelphia in general is that, like, you guys, like, all turn out for Philly Beer Week. It's like the mayor's a part of it, and bars and hotels. The museum participates, and it's just fucking amazing.
Oops. It is.
Tom, since Michael Jackson's passed away, the Michael Jackson, the beer writer, is there anyone else that you see as like the leader of beer, or someone who can represent beer or communicate beer to, a lot of people?
Well, I think there's a lot of people out there doing it in the best way that they can. I mean, you have your sort of beer celebrities like Sam Calagione, who goes out there and he promotes beer, not only his beer, but, the love of beer. And you've got guys that are more of the, sort of like beer writers that are writing about beer, that do an amazing job. And everybody does their own thing. Nobody is like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to feel
his
shoes.
He was that sort of... He just sort of fell into this great role of being, hi, when I say your beer is good, it's going to be crowned as a classic beer.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that really does that, but everybody has their own way of showing off and showing off beer, and it's a lot of it's really for the good in the industry.
I think so too. I mean, there's a bunch of people out there. You got John Hansel. You got
Randy Mosher. Out there doing things. Don Russell, who you guys just had on.
Yep.
Which is,
yep.
I mean, these guys, this is their life, talking about beer and promoting it.
Well, Tom, do you know Hagen Blunt from itasteyourbeer.com?
Hey, Tom, how's
it
going?
He's a cool guy.
Hey, how's it going? I
did a site this year, and I'm still doing it. Just I promote beer, and the breweries pay for the promotions on the site.
I have a great idea, Tom. Hagen, you should go down to Philly Beer Week.
Sounds good.
You should hang out with guys like Tom, and should taste some of their beer and put it on your site. What do you think about that?
I like all those ideas.
Yeah.
Definitely. Philly Beer Week's the place to be.
And he's not that expensive either.
No, I'm not that expensive.
I think he's a cheap date.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing we find out about beer. You know what? We make it affordable.
Well, I think it's an amazing concept. This guy comes up with this website, idrinkbeer.com. And the idea is that he puts it on the website and people give him free beer.
Yeah, that's pretty
there
awesome.
You go.
it's basically
why didn't
how it
I
works.
Think of that?
Yeah,
yeah. All right. Well, Hagen, when are you going to go down to Philly? You got to go down next week. Come on.
I mean,
you got new friends. You got Don Russell. You got Tom at
I'm just going to find out when Ray is going, and I'm just going to hole up in the back
We're
of his car.
We're going down together. I am going down, too. Last year I went down. I'll tell you, in six hours I went to six bars. Had a great time.
Yeah.
And there's another good friend here. Tom, there's someone that you just made beer with last week.
Made beer with?
There's a dude here named John Suskovich. And he's going to cycle around the world. He's also known. At one time he was Sussy the Lighting Guy on the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah,
we got John's here. How are you, John?
I'm fantastic. That's funny. Made beer with. That's what they're calling it these days.
that's what the kids call it.
I had a good time.
Hey, Tom, is he telling the truth? Did you make beer with this kid who's cycling around the world?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got together. I rode my bike from New York down to Philly. We did a full production batch together.
How long did it take? How long did it take to ride down there?
It took only about 3 days. I took it
3 days?
Yeah. That was easy riding. All right. I just finished up a 750-mile warm-up ride for a 24,000-mile, two-year bicycle trip around the world.
So your name's what? John Suskovich.
Yeah.
What's your website?
It's foodcyclist.com.
Oh, and so cool. You did a warm-up ride in the Mid-Atlantic states, and you visited some breweries.
Yeah, and one of the highlights was visiting Yards in Philadelphia.
Mm.
And I went down there, had a good time, kind of reached out and said, hey, you know, I'm some hippie on a bicycle. Love to come brew a batch of beer with you. And they were like, sure, come on down.
You call yourself a hippie? You look kind of like a lawyer.
A lawyer, yeah. It's the shirt and tie kind of throws people off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Do you wear that suit when you cycle?
Yeah. It can be a little uncomfortable in the hotter days, but...
But yeah, know, you got to, like,
there is
be
an
respectful.
Image, there is an image to maintain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So... It took you 3 days to cycle from New York City to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Now, I've never done it, but I know it's not a three-day cycle because I ride my bike all the time.
How far is it?
It's not that far. It's like 89 miles.
Yeah. Well, you know...
it's less than 80 miles. I made that up. I have no idea how far it is.
Wait, let's slow down. Let's bring it back to something. Tom, I know you're like an athletic dude. Have you ever cycled from Philly to New York?
No, but most I've done is from... Philly to Atlantic City.
And how far is that?
It's only about 65 miles.
And
how long did that take you?
It took basically a morning.
A morning.
I thought you'd say a month.
He was very motivated.
And did you win any money?
No, it was just kind of a social thing.
So, okay, so if you cycled from New York City to Philadelphia, what route, will you follow Route 80? How does that work?
Well, the reason why it took a little bit longer, I had to wear a bulletproof vest and carry a knife to get through Newark.
It's rough over there.
Once I got through Newark, it was just...
Excuse me? He's off the air. I don't care if you used to be... Sussy the Lighting Guy used to be on Howard Stern. He's dissing Newark? Wrong show, dude.
I mean, not openly. Oh, I guess it is openly. No, took 3 days. I went through Summit, New Jersey, over the George Washington Bridge down to Summit. Through Princeton, New Jersey. I'm friends with a farm there, so I stayed on a farm overnight. And then on to Philadelphia to visit my cousin and Yards.
My guess is that if you wanted to, you can make it all the way from New York City to Philadelphia in one day.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
My bike with all my gear on it is over 100 pounds. So if you put 170-something pounds of me on it, that's almost 300 pounds I'm pushing.
Uh-huh.
So
and the shiny shoes.
Yeah, it takes me a little bit longer than your average.
The ironing board, that takes up a little bit.
So as the guy who's going to cycle around the world, I'm trying to get Tom in here and John. As the guy who's going to cycle around the world, did you get any wisdom or Zen-type advice from Tom Kehoe at the Yards? Because he's kind of a Zen. Tom, I think you're like a Zen guy. You're like the Zen of beer. To me, you're one of the cooler, you know, brewers that I've met. You agree with me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you play sports. You know, you can ride to Atlantic City, and you've got this young guy who's trying to learn from you. What did you teach John Suskovich?
Well, if I can jump in here,
somebody should.
You know, I was talking.
Well, one of the things is great about this is the pro cycling tour is going on in Philly during Philly Beer Week.
So he has to bike down there again?
Yeah, actually.
You know, I've talked about this.
It's a race you can enter, I'm sure. It's like it's pretty big international competition. It's one of the largest, I guess, cycling events in the U.S.
Well, you know, I've I've actually discussed this with everybody. I think I've said on the radio, I love getting drunk and riding my bicycle. It's one of my favorite things to do.
It's such an added level of confidence.
It is. It's great. It's great. It's. I remember one time I was cycling from the East Village down. I was living in Brooklyn at the time, and I went to Chinatown. I thought I was so drunk on my bicycle, I thought it would be a smart idea to go to Chinatown and get some like chow fun and soup and sober up a little bit and go back over the bridge. And I forgot how to stop my bike. Has that ever happened to you? You forget how to stop your bike? It's not good.
Stopping is not the hard part. It's going again once you stopped that gets a little tough, especially if you stop on a hill. It's kind of like, well, I guess I'll sleep here.
I lost my braking skills that evening.
And, that could be pretty tough.
And I smashed into this lovely Asian woman who was selling firecrackers and
I've
and
done
sandals.
That before. On a motorcycle.
Sent her into the gutter. It was, you know, in the Chinatown gutter is not pretty. And this is a long time
so
ago.
This is a preview of Philly Craft Beer Week. Yeah. I say take the Chinatown bus to Philly from New York. Don't ride your bike. Okay? You can do it in one day. And
put your
really
bike under the bus. Put your bike, when you're down there, you get
it's
all
like
the
bus,
excitement.
It's like bus, bike. It's $15 each way. It's amazing.
Just make sure you wear your helmet. Yeah.
Helmet. Right. Never thought of that.
Wait. Yeah. Okay, back to Tom. We're going to lose him. Tom. Okay, what's going on? Let's pick a night. Monday night. Do you have anything going on at Yards? Because I might go down next Monday.
Monday night. We have... Jesus.
Tom. Just make something up, Tom.
Of course, we're doing... we're doing a thing at Varga Bar.
It's a beer tasting.
Like, sort of Varga Bar after dark, and... Yeah, we have a beer dinner going on at Amis, which is really a nice Vetri restaurant here in Philadelphia. Nice. So Monday night was, you know, it was beginning of the week, not too much things crazy going on, but it'll be a lot of fun.
So Monday would be a good night. If we're in New York or anywhere in the Northeast, we could go into Philly, check out Monday night,
exactly.
Experience Philly Crapper Week. It's an awesome week. I have to say, it's worth going down even for a night or two. I think a lot of people from the rest of the states would definitely... appreciate that.
The rest of the 49 states.
Definitely. And now I'm going to take our attention over to John. Due to cycling around the world, this is what we call an impromptu guest. We just met him at Roberta's like 20 minutes ago. And we're talking about, there's dudes going to cycle around the world. They're having a party at Roberta's on Saturday. It's called Farm Aid. Why is it called Farm Aid?
Well, it's We'll Bike for Farm Aid.
We'll Bike for Farm Aid.
Is Bono going to be there?
That's Live Aid.
You're doing an event on Saturday.
I get my aids mixed up.
Roberta's here. You're going to do an event Saturday presented by John and Kate Suskovich, your wife, and you're going to
They're also white. For all of you in Radio Land, both of them white.
I think we're having the most beers ever here in Philly Craft Beer Week. Wow. But, you know, so you're doing this event on Saturday, and why?
Our whole trip around the world centers around visiting craft breweries and organic farms.
Did you say crap breweries?
Crappy breweries and organic farms.
Sorry, Tom.
And there's no bigger, you know, support for organic local family farms than Farm Aid. And we don't want, you know, I'm paying for this trip. I don't feel like anybody should have to give me money to go on vacation for 2 years. So if we raise any money through the website or through our travels, anything we do, we're going to pass that ahead to Farm Aid.
So you've got a website for donations?
It's not for donations. The website has our blog on it. Mm-hmm. So we share our stories, our pictures, our video from the road because we want people to experience our journey with us.
So you and your wife are going to travel together?
She's coming with me. She's a keeper.
So, okay, awesome. So you're wearing your suit that you're wearing right now.
Yep.
With the tiny shoes and all that
and
kind of stuff.
Paisley ties.
Yeah. It's actually a very, very sporty tie. I like it. And your lovely bride is wearing... She's actually dressed in a wedding gown. Are you going to wear that all the way on the bicycle?
Yeah, I was thinking about wearing the wedding gown. You know, you buy it once, you wear it once. I'm not for that. I want to really get the bang for my buck.
That makes all the sense in the world. It's so green.
Totally.
It's so green.
I've got these little straps. I'm going to hike it up so I don't get it caught in the chain or anything like that.
Because
grease stains are a pain in the ass to get out.
I pass that down.
That's so much information that I've never understood before, but now I've learned more about wedding gowns on bicycles than ever before.
Well, listen, Tom, listen, thanks so much for calling in, Tom. Really
very
appreciate
about it. I hope you guys make it down to Philly Beer Week.
We'll be down next week. We'll say hi, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more with our guests about Philly Craft Beer Week on Beer Sessions Radio.
From TSS, it's cheaper to keep up. it's cheaper to keep her. When your little girl make you mad, and you get an attitude and pack your bags, 5 little children that you're leaving behind. Son, you're gonna pay some alimony or do some time. That's why it's cheaper to keep her. Help me say it, y'all. It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
See, when you get to stand that judge in the face, you're gonna wanna cuss the whole human race. Yeah, yeah, that's why it's cheaper to keep her. $2 to bring the little girl home. Ooh. Now you're about to pay $2,000 to leave her alone. Ooh. You see another woman out there and you want to make a change. Ooh. But she ain't gonna want you because you won't have a damn thing. Yeah, yeah, that's why it's cheaper to keep her. Everybody sing along with me. It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
By the time you get through looking at.
The following is a public service announcement from Heritage Radio Network. Tune in to Greenhorn Radio, hosted by Severin von Scharner Fleming, every Thursday at 2 p.m. Greenhorn Radio is radio for young farmers by young farmers. Helmed by acclaimed activist, farmer, and documentarian Severin Fleming, Greenhorn Radio is a weekly phone interview session surveying America's cutting-edge under 40 farmers. Again, that's every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the Heritage Radio Network.
Thank you, Severin. We love Greenhorns Radio, one of the many really awesome shows on Heritage Radio Network. We're back here on Beer Sessions Radio every Tuesday, 5 p.m., with my co-host Ray Dieter from DBA Bar, Hagen Blunt from MyTasteYourBeer.com, and John Suskovich from Cycling Around the World.
In a suit.
Yeah. So this is pretty cool. We started this show about Philly Craft Beer Week, but we ended up with a guy who's going to cycle around the world and visit beer and farms and all that stuff. That's pretty cool. We also have a really cool guest on, another guy from Philly, who we really appreciate and admire, Kurt Decker from the Nodding Head Brewery. I highly recommend, when you're down in Philly next week, check out Nodding Head Brewery. It's a very unique place, and it's only in Philly. Kurt, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you guys doing?
It's great to have you back on the show, man.
Good to be back, man. I wish I were up there in the studio with you guys, but I'm going to just suffer through it with a beer in my kitchen, I think.
You're in your kitchen, Kurt?
I am in my kitchen, man. What am I supposed to do?
Controlled environment. It's good.
How you doing, Kurt?
I was in the courtyard, but it was too windy out there, so I thought I'd come inside.
How you doing, Kurt? I haven't seen you in a long time, man.
I am doing great, man. Just got back from a long weekend away, trying to recharge my batteries and get ready for the madness that's coming up in a week or so.
You know, my favorite day of Philly Beer Week, and Kurt, you know, you and I have shared this day several years in a row. It's the last night of Philly Beer Week. That's when the fun really happens.
Yeah, the last day is pretty ridiculous.
Why, Ray?
Why, Kurt?
No, why, Ray? Tell us. Kurt hasn't even been to the first day yet, but tell us the last day.
Come on, Ray, why?
Kurt's wife is listening. Remind me.
Okay. Kurt, tell us this.
I have an ex-wife. Thanks
for having me. Kurt, when I first went to your place, you go up a flight of stairs and tell us what you see, because it's a pretty unique space you have. You go up the stairs and...
Yeah, you go up a flight of steps. The first thing you see is a big glass case full of a bunch of bobbleheads. Now, the name was kind of just came to us. We kind of did it. We've been open since '99. That was really before these things got big again. But it's almost like an old speakeasy. I mean, it's just this big old place. Looks like it could be.
Yeah, your floors are really messed up too, right?
Back in time. Yeah, well, you know what? We put those wooden floors in, but the wooden floors look like they've been
you
there
built it that way?
Years or so.
You chose that?
I'm sorry?
You chose those floors? You want it like that?
No, man, are you kidding me? They're awesome.
Floors are sweet.
Awesome. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're okay. All
and
right,
then what else do we see? We see something else. We see what? You're making beer in your bar.
The brewery is basically right at the top of the steps.
Which, for us, in many places like New York, that doesn't happen. So you see these big, what are those big things that are making beer called?
Fermenters?
Fermenters?
Well,
yeah.
we, We got our mash tun and our brew house kettle are the first two things that you see when you walk up the steps if you look to the left. And that's where the magic happens. And at some point, some genius had a great idea to put a brewery on the second floor of a building. I'm not sure exactly who that was, but let me tell you, it makes life really hard.
Hey, Kurt, wasn't that the Sam Adams brew pub or something before you guys?
It was Sam Adams for 10 years, 89 to 99. Fortunately for them, they were an extract brewery, which made things a whole lot easier.
Right.
Their turnaround time was easier, and they didn't have to schlep the
sacks of grain
up and down the steps.
So was that like a Jim Cook thing?
When the malt delivery comes, man, people scatter like roaches when the light gets turned on. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be part of
carrying
the malt up.
So Nodding Head Brewery in Philly. So what are you guys doing for Craft Beer Week? You have some special events coming up?
Well, I've got two of my premier events. One is Punk Rock and Finger Sandwiches on Monday the 6th of June.
Finger sandwiches.
So something to do on Monday when I go down to Philly. All right.
You know what it is? It sounds a whole lot simpler than it really is. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sean Paxton at all.
He is a renowned chef who cooks with beer.
He cooks with beer. He brews beer. He's all about beer. The guy's a genius. If you've ever had his food, it's amazing, and if you get a chance, just Google him and look on his website. I mean, he does these ridiculous dinners.
I can speak highly of his food. He has a great vision for cooking with beer, definitely.
Right. So he is pairing. He's doing the Monday event with us, and we're doing it with my old friend Sam from Dogfish. So it's going to be some of our beer, some awesome beers from Dogfish Head, and Sean doing the food. And we basically decided we wanted to do something old school, so we're gonna do an homage to our beginnings, you know, and do some punk rock, and everything is kind of sandwich themed. You know, it's his awesome innovative takes on classic sandwiches.
Hey Kurt,
and things.
Kurt, what exactly is a finger sandwich?
Finger sandwich.
Well, you know what? We're not giving out, like, if we're doing 8 or 10 courses, we're not going to give you a full sandwich for every course. So it's just trying to convey that they're more.
That's Philly, you know, hospitality.
Like one finger, two fingers.
But wait, if it's
fingers.
Philly, is fingered spelled with a PH?
You know, it should have been. I wasn't smart enough to do that. And it's already.
Well, you can change
there.
It. You still have time.
Philly beer week.
You can do it next year.
Actually, if it's Philly, you know which finger it is.
So, Kurt, so where are you going to be on the last night of Philly Beer Week?
I'll probably be upstairs at Fergie's Pub.
Oh, bartending, right? Mm.
You know, he puts me down as that every year, and then I make sure I show up really drunk, and then he doesn't give me bartending.
Yeah, I was there a few years in a row when you were bartending at Fergie's Pub.
Fergie's Pub, that's where you end it all?
That's kind of
where... Yeah, it's called Tud. It's called Tud, and it means totally unnecessary drink, because it's the last thing on the last day of Beer Week. It's late night, Sunday night.
Everybody karaoke.
You know, you're the only guy.
It's karaoke, and it's really pretty much for industry people. So the people that are up there, for the most part, are beer reps, brewers, everybody that's worked their ass off for 10 days doing events all over town. It's a chance for everybody to unwind and go somewhere. And
it's ugly. It's
I
ugly.
Like Kurt.
Like
wait,
that's
wait,
the place to go.
I like Kurt. He's the only guy telling us the truth.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
It's ugly at Fergie's.
Kurt, have you met this dude?
I'll tell you guys the truth. Wait. Come on, I know he did.
You are. Kurt, have you met this dude, John Suskovich? He's going to cycle around the world and visit all the beer bars in the world.
I have not, but man, if he wants to ride his bike up the steps, he could sure come to Nottingham.
Yeah, we'll
you have time
down
to go down to Philly Craft Beer Week next week,
yeah,
John?
Yeah. Next week we'll be in New York, and the week after that, I think it'll be Philly Beer Week. We'll be biking down there again.
I think you know, I would love to come down on that Monday for that Sam Collagione event, and we can bring John Suskovich to ride his bike up the steps.
Yeah, I just met Sam at Dogfish Head the other day.
Yeah, you get some cool national exposure.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be
he
great.
Would be all over that. Yeah, be all over that. Sam's all about craziness, and that sounds like a crazy thing, riding your bike.
I don't know. Sam's kind of shy. I don't know if he wants national exposure. I don't know. I think
he is shy. That's
yeah,
true.
I think he'd be afraid of that. I don't think he's interested in that.
I'm more interested in guys like
cameras,
Kurt. I'm more interested in guys like Kurt Decker, Tom Kehoe, and Ray Dieter. I like the guys who are working in the beer industry. That's what I want to hear about. So, any of your favorite? I want to hear about a couple of your favorite guys in Philly, whether they own bars or they're making beer. Tell us a couple of guys that we should go down and meet. when we go down to
Philly? Oh, man, let's see. I love what the guys are doing over at Jose Pistola's, which used to be the Copa 2 on 15th Street.
Copa 2? Tom used to work there. Tom Peters used to run that
before he opened Monk's. Yep. And then it still, it kind of went south a little after Tom went. Tom left, of course.
Of course.
Like it would. And then these guys took it over a few years ago, and it's... They do Tex-Mex food, and they do really good beer, and they do some really cool events during Beer Week. And one of the highlights of Beer Week is the weeknights, probably Monday to Thursday. I'm not sure if they do it Friday.
Hey,
they
Kurt,
do a thing called Late Night. Yes.
Is the Khyber Pass still rocking over there?
Oh, the Khyber just started new. They redid their plates several months ago. It's, you know, they cleaned it up. They put a full kitchen in.
Wow.
They're doing some really good food there.
They got good beer?
It's changed a little. Yeah, they do have good beer.
Mm-hmm.
They do have good beer. And you can actually go in there and not feel like you're going to catch anything. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a big change.
A few years to get a little shady. I mean, I've always had a soft spot in my heart for the Khyber.
Yes, of course.
But it went downhill for a while.
That was a dump. with good beer. That's great.
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I love dive bars with good beer, but they needed to do something because they were doing a lot of music shows at night and selling a whole lot of bad beer to people that were only coming in and nursing a beer and watching
a
show, and they kind of were losing their focus a little bit. But
where else is good to go?
It's a good spot.
Where else is good to go?
Where else would I go?
Besides Monk's, besides the obvious choices, what's like the out of the way place that where all the real Philadelphians are going to hang?
You know what? There are some places in the neighborhoods. Now you got to trek a little bit out of Center City. Mm-hmm. I mean, but if you're going to do it, you know, Gray Lodge up in the Northeast is a great beer bar.
Uh-huh.
That's a little far. I have a soft spot for the Memphis Tap Room up in Fishtown. That's a great beer bar. That's got Brendan, my old GM, running that spot. He's got a couple places in town. Memphis Tap Room, Resurrection Ale House, Local 44 out in West Philly.
Uh huh.
You got Pub on Passyunk East, which we all call Pope, and that's in South Philly, down a little south of Pat's and Gino's. Great, great beer bar.
Okay, I got another question for you.
Really good guy.
I got another, the opposite question. I just arrived into Philadelphia on the train, and I get off the train, and I want to get a good beer. Where do I go? Really fast. Like, not necessarily in the train station, but near the train station, or in the train station if there's.
Well, you know, in the train station, the 30th Street, there's Bridgewater's, which always has good beer.
Mm-hmm.
They always have good beer there. You get off, you're there. You're going to be close to. You could go to Local 44. That's West Philly. That's about a dozen blocks or so, but it's out that way.
Mm-hmm. I was more curious about your choice of cheesesteak, and don't tell me Pat's or Gino's, because I've had both of them, and they're not.
No, I go to neighborhood spots. I mean, well, John's Roast Pork has a great cheesesteak.
Yeah, I've heard about that one. I didn't go when I was down there.
Then there's a little neighborhood place called Cosme's that I like a lot.
Okay.
You know, that's 8th and Dickinson. They got a great cheesesteak.
That's like your call?
Hagen, tell us.
Oh,
and Hagen's also secretly a food writer.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've been to, we had the Pats and Gino's when we were down there, and this was probably in like the mid or early 90s. Man, just really disappointing.
You know what? Those are where everyone goes after the other places are closed.
Okay.
That's where
it was a touristy. I was there for a tourist.
The bar is closed.
You know, and everybody was like, oh, so we had one Pats and one Gino's, and they were just not that good.
They're really not.
They're canned mushrooms and just ugh.
Hey, Kurt, I got a question for you. When I come down next week for Philly Beer Week, can I crash at your place?
Yeah, sure you can. I don't have the palatial estate that I had a couple of years ago. I don't even think you ever saw my real house.
No, I never did.
The ex-wife took that, right?
I'll always have a place for you to crash, right?
No problem.
It's actually our first official invite, if it's true. We tried to get down to San Diego. Nobody would invite us. But we would love to come down to Philly and crash at your house, man.
That's
it would sure
problem.
Be coming back at 1 a.m. on the
here.
Bus.
Somebody could actually sleep in my room because if I get home before the sun comes up, it's rare.
Well, we all that's our lives. That's what we do for a living as bar owners and brewery owners and so forth. That's what we do for a living.
Well, you know, we're also talking about fashion tonight because the first time we ever commented on a guest's fashion, And Ray's wearing some cool cowboy boots, I'll tell you that.
Those are pretty sweet.
Ray likes sweet to rock cowboy the boots. Are those from the Anthony Bourdain collection, Ray? I'm finding that you guys have a lot in common in your fashion. I think.
I don't know what you're
the
talking about.
The more I
about.
See him, the more I think that he reminds me of you a little
Anthony
bit.
Who?
Kurt, Anthony Bourdain, you know who I'm talking
Kurt,
about.
Kurt, let me ask you this. Kurt, when Ray comes down, Ray Dieter comes down to Philly for Craft Beer Week, do you guys think he's kind of a star?
Oh, Ray's totally a star.
See, I knew that.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah, come on. He's got the swagger.
Ray is one of those Ray's good got guys the swagger. That likes to hem and haw and do the aw shuck stuff.
I'm blushing.
But, yeah, he's a good dude. Everybody knows Ray. Oh, my God, that's Ray Dieter.
So how come you guys want I thought you guys would have some kind of panel during that week and Ray would be invited down and have to speak or something. Do you still have opportunity to bring Ray down there?
You know, I'm sure somebody's doing something crazy like that. I try to do stupid events like that don't make much sense.
So you do stupid events, I mean, with Sam Calagione and Sean Paxton. So it sounds like that's the
yeah,
event
well,
I'm
you
going
know what?
To.
That whole thing is butlered. That's like a cocktail party. So everybody just hangs out, and then the servers bring around trays of beer, and then servers follow them with trays of like hors d'oeuvre type pairings.
You know,
so you just mingle, and somebody's spinning old school punk rock, DJing, and it'll just be like a cocktail party with good beer.
You know, I gotta say that one of my like worst nightmares, like one of these things that recurs, like when you wake up in a cold sweat sometimes at night, is remembering Fergie doing karaoke at his place.
Yeah, Fergie likes a stage and a microphone. He really does.
Yeah, he's not a shy man.
Who's Fergie?
Fergie owns
not
Fergie's.
Not the Fergie you're thinking of.
No, this is wild. You know, you guys need to do. We should get
That's
Don Russ.
Kind of dream.
You guys need to give us a guide to the people and places of Philly's Craft
That'd
Brewery.
Be fantastic
for people who aren't from Philly.
A little 3-page handout.
That would be pretty awesome. Well, listen, Kurt.
You know,
thank
maybe
you so
I'll
much,
one
man.
Of those up.
Dude, we're on a tight leash here. We got another show on Heritage Radio Network. So thank you so much, man. We're going to see you down in Philly. I know I'm coming down, and Ray's coming down. And Hagen Blunt, you got to get down, Hagen.
I am going to be either in his sidecar or in your
And John Suskowitz is going to ride his bike. You don't have to go down on a bicycle. You know that, John.
And we're all crashing at your place, Kurt.
You know, John is going to be famous. He's going to ride around the world. We didn't even get to, you know. I will tell you this. We're going to have to give a shout-out to what John's doing, because we did not give you the time of day, nor did we give you a chance to really talk about what you're doing.
That's
but
quite all right.
If you're around on this Saturday, March 28th, come by Roberta's Pizza in the afternoon, and you can meet John and Kate Suskovich, a young couple who endeavor to travel around the world by bicycle. And you can learn more about it at foodcyclist.com.
In suits.
And now they'll be at a special event that we're producing on Governor's Island, which is New York City, on Sunday and Monday, May 29th and 30th. Brewers Picnic is a bunch of really cool craft breweries and food vendors and food trucks. So come by Brewers Picnic. It's almost sold out, but there's a few tickets left. And a portion of that benefits Added Value Farm. It's a sustainable farm on Governor's Island. Well, that's some things from the Good Beer Seal and from Roberta's and our producer, Bree O'Connor. And thanks again, Kurt, so much.
Bree.
Thank you to Philly Craft Beer Week. And in closing, I'd like to thank our sponsors at greatbrewers.com who've helped to bring you this podcast tonight. And check out goodbeerseal.com always for things like more information about really cool beer events. So thanks to Ray Hogg and Jeremy Don. Jeremy didn't come in, but it's John. Don, Tom, and Kurt for joining me on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Carbone. Thanks to our producers, Jack Inslee and Brie O'Connor. We'll see you next time on Beer Sessions Radio.
See ya.
Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.
Should help me explain as a matter.
This is Behind the Scenes Food News with Katie Kiefer. This week, I came across a new website from the American Meat Institute and the American Meat Scientists Association. It's called www.meatmythcrushers.com. It is purports to be addressing consumer concerns about additives such as sodium nitrates in your, ham and turkey roll and whatever, and animal welfare and food safety. I noticed as I went through the Meat Myth Crushers website, however, that it did not address anything like subtherapeutic antibiotic use in the meat chain. So I'm not sure how many myths they intend to crush. But, you know, as I say, always say, it's good to know what the opposition is thinking. And if you want to be fair about any issues around the food scene, it's wise to keep up with their press as well as ours. That's it for Behind the Scenes Food News with Katie Kiefer.
Nicole Taylor is always the first to talk with new and exciting personalities in the food world on her show, Hot Grease. Check out a little clip.
Everything is super sweet in the Heritage Radio Network studios today. We're chatting with Fanny Gearson. Fanny is a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America and the 2011 James Beard Foundation Cookbook Award nominee. Oh my God, we fry in Bed-Stuy. We have to talk dope. Donuts. I'm going to have to say, Fanny, I don't know if you know this. I was definitely the first person in Brooklyn to start talking about it, though. Did you know that?
I knew that last time I saw you, but I didn't know that before.
So we have to talk dough. I mean, it is a bona fide phenomenon in Brooklyn.
I'm so excited to be part of it, and I can't believe it.
You know? I mean, I was just telling you before the show that I think about a month ago, I went to dough on a Sunday at 2 o'clock, and all the donuts
were like what
gone.
You hear? You can hear Hot Grease every Monday at 3:30 p.m. live on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast or check it out in our archives.